Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Well, it goes without saying, but I'll say it. Today is a classic example, John, of why spring training is held in Florida. Because it's all snowy outside and the Phils get it cranked up down there in Clearwater, Florida. All right, 888-729-9494. If the Phils do not get Harper and Machado, is it a failure? I definitively agree with Ike and say no, it's not. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Bob in Swedesboro. Bob, you're on WIP.
Joe, I 110% agree with you, sir. 100%.
Bob, what's wrong?
No, the problem is because you, even yourself, John, you have said yourself, you believe that the Phillies have put the most money on the table for both these players. At the end of the day, if neither one of these players don't want to come here, you know what? So be it.
But don't you see that they're just holding out because they can? That eventually, they will have to report to someone's spring training, and it's likely that their union will say, "All right, so who offered you the most far and away, and you're headed there." Like that's how this is going to work if they continue to do this. Now, when I am told by an organization that we are going to outspend everybody and win one or both of these massive name free agents at the beginning of free agency, if we don't do that, then absolutely that is a failure. I have been told by the brass of the Phillies that we are going to spend stupid money and win these players. If we don't do that, how can that not be perceived as a failure?
But, John, if you're offering, let's say, for argument's sake, if you're offering $80 million over the length of the contract more than any other city, I think that's stupid enough money. And we don't know how much more they are offering.
We don't know. If they did that, those players will be here. If we offer enough money, the players' union will get involved and say, well, what do you – listen, let's assume for a moment that your theory, Joe, that they just dislike Philadelphia is true and they don't come here. The union will say, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. They offered you $80 million more and you're not going? That's not how this works.
They might. I mean, that's something there is precedent on. I don't know in the end where the chips fall.
And I'll be thrilled that the union stepped in. Like, that's how this should work.
But don't you want them to want to be here, John?
Joe, again, guys don't always know everything about the city they're headed to. How is he supposed to know?
Yeah, but Harper
anything about
but,
this?
But to be
Think
fair,
about
hold
that,
on, John,
Joe.
To be fair, though, Bryce Harper has played here probably, if I had to guess, and it's just a guess, he's probably played here, 50 to 70 games in his career. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, he's probably spent 60 to 70 days here.
He's been to a hotel.
Well, yeah, I get
it. He's been
to
the Ritz-Carlton, and he's been to some restaurants downtown, and he's been to the stadium.
Yeah.
You think that gives him a great picture of what it would be like to live in Philadelphia?
Probably not.
And why is it that you assume automatically that he doesn't already love Philadelphia?
Well, I don't assume it. I wonder if when the team that the belief is are offering you the most money, like, I guess here's the thing I get to, John, and this is where it gets complicated and certainly walks into a territory we don't know, but I'll just say this. If no team's going to trump the Phillies' offer, and like December 12th, December 19th, December 25th, January 3rd, January 20th, February 1st, February 11th, yesterday, now February 12th. Like, if no team is trumping the Phillies' offer and nothing's changing, then what? I mean, like, does Scott Boras expect, like, some magical, whoa, wow, it all just changed. They're going to be like the Giving Tree. All these teams are going to be the Giving Tree. Like, what is supposed to change? If the Phillies have offered the most, if no one is trumping that, then what the hell changes?
Because this is what Scott Boras does.
Yeah, it's what he does. I think
it's worked before. Is
yeah,
the thing.
But
it,
I don't.
This is his tactics, and it always works.
He
for
waits.
Him.
I don't think it's working this time. I don't.
I agree, but this is what he does.
Works.
It works.
I agree with you guys. He's been very successful. I don't think it's working this time.
Okay,
that's my opinion. I don't think it's working this time.
Well, we'll see. In the end, he will say to Bryce, "All right, I told you to trust me. Yeah. It paid off, didn't it? We're going to wait this out." Like that, they went into this saying, we're going to wait it out. You probably won't report on time.
You guys
you're going to get the most money ever given to anybody in this game.
You a fan of The Giving Tree? It's a great book, man. Remember that book?
Yeah, I've read it.
It's one of the best children's books.
It's a touching book.
Good Night Moon, Charlotte's Web, The Giving Tree.
Charlotte's Web is on a whole other level.
Yeah,
though,
Charlotte's Web is
difficulty.
You're a little bit older.
You're talking about like 12 page books, and then Charlotte's Web
is
like
Goodnight Moon is like, you know, a sentence per page.
There you go. All right, let's talk to Anthony in Northeast Philly. I love when Goodnight Moon made its way into The Wire, by the way. That was classic. Anthony in Northeast Philly. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Great.
Listen, I was just saying it would be a catastrophe if we don't get one of these two guys at the end of the day. But
great way to put it. Catastrophe. I agree totally.
First and foremost, I mean, you can call my opinion biased if you want, but I'm going to kind of lean towards the guy that went from Oakland, California to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Just me personally, that's just how I feel about it. But at the end of the day, if you want to talk about going from a place that's, you know, beautiful and not knowing the town that you live from, you can't just say, oh, I played here a handful of games and now I know all about the city. Like,
totally.
I totally agree with that. But the Phillies are sitting here saying, you know, like you said, we're going to offer the most money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Now, when every other team in the league realizes that we can't outbid the Phillies, but if we do, you know, A, B, and C to create a crazy situation where we could actually get one of these guys, we can do that. So if I'm Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, I'm going to sit back as long as I possibly can to see the best situation that I can develop happen.
Right.
Is that crazy for anybody to believe? I don't know why.
I think it's a sound, logical approach. So long as you believe something's going to change, I think that point has run out, is my guess.
Wow.
And your agent is Scott Boras, and you're the number one free agent in the free agent market for this and probably the next 3 years. I think you pretty much have that situation under control on your own. Now, people call me crazy. I've been saying it for weeks now. We can get both of these guys. You can essentially look at Machado and say, look, hey, I'm sorry. Bryce Harper's a free agent too, so you're not going to get the best deal of anybody else. But if we sign, you let me sign Harper to the best deal possible, we'll sign you $35 million 1 year, and then you can be the best free agent the following year. Why can't we?
None of those guys are going to do it. Listen, Anthony, I'd love that. I mean, I'd love to get any of these guys on a 1 year.
I love the idea.
But it's not going to happen. Their agents would never permit it. You know, I mean, why would you sign for a $35 million guarantee when you get a chance to get $300 million guarantee? It doesn't make sense. 888-729-9494. Steven Glenmore. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Steve.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, I completely agree with you. A couple things, John. First of all, Bryce Harper's probably been to this city. He's been a player for 7 years. They play 3 to 4 times a year in Philadelphia. So you don't think, and he's probably been there 70 times plus. You don't think he gets a feel for the city? He doesn't look like a guy that's going to live in the suburbs. He's going to live downtown.
Come on. You can't say that, Steve. You know what I did when I got to a city? You know what I did? I got to the hotel. I checked into my room. I took a nap.
Hey, you know what?
I went to meetings in the hotel. Who knows what he does in Philadelphia?
I traveled for a living for 30 years and probably been to, you know, 50-plus different cities, and there's cities I like and cities I don't like, based on flying in, going to hotels, meeting the people, eating at the restaurants. You get a feel for the city and the culture.
You get a feel for the hotel, Steve.
They don't just stay at the hotel and lock themselves in.
How do you know what he does when he's in town? I know that they have these players, at least us, on a curfew. You have an itinerary. They don't give you a whole lot of leeway
John,
to go out and do whatever you want.
That's not the same thing.
To go tour the area
but John, you go in
assess whether you want to live there.
Hold on, John. Steve, just hang on a second. John goes in on a Saturday night before a Sunday game. These guys are here for 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a different culture in baseball.
Absolutely, it is a different culture. But if you're staying in a hotel and you're eating at the restaurants near that hotel, and it's the same hotel every time you get it, you fly in and you fly out, and you're on an itinerary every time, you know more about that hotel and the stadium than you do anything else. You don't have
baseball's
a feel
different.
For the city.
Baseball's different than football, but I'll come at you a different way. What has this guy ever won? What's Harper ever won? He's been surrounded with some pretty good teams, and supposedly he's a great locker room guy. Well, what has he done to put a team over, for that matter, either one of them?
Well,
they're not winners. They're not winners. So why would you sacrifice your team for the future? The guy hit like 240 last year, for God's sake.
Yeah, but he's a transcendent player. I mean, he was slumping for the first portion of the season, and then look at what he did in the second half.
Yeah. But look,
I mean, astronomical stats.
Yeah. But on the whole, the batting average is unimpressive, but the on-base and slugging are very impressive. I mean, there's pluses and minuses. There's a lot more pluses. The other thing I think that maybe I haven't conveyed well enough or at all in this conversation about, and again, I don't know what Bryce Harper thinks of Philly, but just if I had to guess as this process goes on, to me, it's not about like, is 76 a tough road to drive on? I don't think he's probably thinking in those terms. You and I think in those terms, John. Those of us that have experienced it, we ain't a fan of 76. Someone fix it someday. But that's not what I'm talking about. It may simply be, hey, I stand there in right field for a couple of hours, bunch of times a year, over 7 years, and I get a feel for the crowd. I mean, he may say, you know, listen, that crowd as he's experienced it, again, as he has experienced it, which started right after the Phillies stopped being good. 2012, his first year, he's experienced not great crowds, meaning not big crowds at Citizens Bank Park. And, I mean, you can only imagine kind of nasty at times to him. I mean, come on. Bryce Harper, guys, let's remember this for a second.
So you think that's going to prevent him?
John,
cause him to turn down the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Let me tell you something.
That team is ponying up.
I would say this. In the tenure of his baseball career,
was mean to him.
In the tenure of his baseball career, and James, I want your opinion if you could, please. In his 2012 to the present, I would say the most reviled players coming in to compete against Philadelphia teams since 2012 have been Sidney Crosby, Bryce Harper, maybe Tony Romo and Ezekiel Elliott because they're Cowboys and they were big stars. That's probably about it. I mean, I think he'd be top two with Sidney Crosby. So you're standing in right field. People have been hurling insults at you for 6 or 7 years. Do I think that that could play into it?
Oh, come on.
Absolutely, I think that could play into it.
Wow.
You disagree?
Yeah.
James, you disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Why?
Because I don't think that, I mean, first of all, he's playing for the opposing team. Like, of course he's going to get yelled at. Like, you don't come into another stadium and say, oh, they're going to love me there. Like, you're the best player on the opposing team.
But you know he's gotten it pretty rough. I mean, come on.
And he gets it pretty rough
Exactly. He probably gets it rough every city he goes to.
Not as much.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Seriously.
Because I've been to stadiums, and our Philadelphia stadium is
so
pretty
vocal. So what do you want to say? I want those fans on my side?
Maybe.
I want them rooting for me. I want to go there, and I'm the guy they love, and they'll rip the other guys?
Maybe. Listen, again, I don't know what he's thinking. I'm just saying, to me, it's more complex than just how much money. That's the biggest factor. What does 76 look like? What's the school districts, and what town am I going to be in? Like, meaning what part of the town? I mean, you know, he may not like the crowd. He may be frustrated with what's going on in the past. He may see empty seats the last 5, 6 years, which is true. I mean, come on.
He might also care about an organization that's committed to winning, that has made moves this offseason, there's all that type of stuff. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, if he doesn't sign here, I don't see how you
have to weigh a lot of factors.
The stadium he plays in, I mean, his numbers
think about that
rise dramatically in this stadium.
That's fair.
Yeah. Especially against, if you're talking Padres, Giants, the other ones that are mentioned. I mean, those are two of the worst hitting parks in all of baseball.
If he's thinking about anything at the stadium in that regard, like he's not thinking, man, they booed me, so I don't want to go there.
Right. He's thinking this is a hitter's park.
Yeah. This will boost my my lifetime average to the nth degree. Yeah. I'm going to hit dongs every time I get up to the plate.
He's got a shot. Hey, one side point here. Talking about people that should be reviled. Malkin last night with that swing of the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was...
that was incredibly dangerous.
Seriously dangerous.
Yes.
How long do you think he'll be suspended?
5 games?
Yeah, I was thinking 5-10.
I mean,
it was incredibly,
my God.
I mean, thoughtless.
Really flat out, full out swing.
And it was face level.
Oh, it was going right toward it. Listen, teeth, that's one thing. Eye, that's a whole nother thing. If that catches his eye straight on, I mean, you could go blind.
Lose an eye.
You could go blind. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, forget the nose and the jaw and the cheek. Like, that stuff's no fun. Teeth, no fun. I mean, you can end a guy's career. You can change his entire life.
Yeah.
So I really hope the NHL comes down hard on him. 888-729-9494. Jose in Hamilton. Jose, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Frank? You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and listen, I also agree with you, Joe, man. This Harper Machado thing is getting on my nerves already, man.
Yep.
You know, I think we can still win without Harper or Machado. You know what I mean? With all the acquisitions we had so far, excuse my word, man. I've been sick all week alone. So I think with all the acquisitions we have so far, I think we can still win without them.
Yeah, maybe, but we can. Them. We certainly can. I mean, this team has vastly improved. I love what they've done so far, but think about how much better they would be with the addition of Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. Like, how can you look past that?
I mean, I agree with you on that. There's no doubt. But another thing you got to look at, what if the Philly have been the only team to put the most money out there, and they don't want to play here? Remember why?
You don't know that. What we do know is his agent is saying, we're going to wait. We're going to wait, and more offers will come.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they do. I don't know. We'll see if they do. All right, 888-729-9494. Right, today, I can't wish him a happy birthday, John, because he's long since passed away, about 150 years ago, but would be if he were still alive at the age of about 225. The birthday for that old Abe Lincoln. Honest Abe. Honest Abe born on this day. Thank God he was.
Who loves you, babe?
Slapstick Abe Lincoln.
Abe who loves you, babe Lincoln.
The hilarious Lincoln himself.
So Abe, a person that's come up on our show many times, and oftentimes, you know, Seltzer will ask us questions that come in on AMA on Wednesdays at noon. You know, like, who would you like to have met? You know, someone alive, someone passed away. Who's someone you would have loved to met? And we've both referenced Abe before and that sort of. And Abe comes up.
We're
an admirer of Abe.
Oh.
For, you know, tons of reasons, right? So, Abe, someone certainly I would have loved to meet. I'm sure we all would have loved to have met.
Yeah.
John, when you think, and I want to hear from everyone today, 888-729-9494. Let's have some fun here. Someone alive that you'd like to meet? Someone who's passed away that you'd like to have had the chance to meet?
Mm-hmm.
John, someone from any part of history that you'd love to spend some time with them and just find out what were they really like. And here's some stories.
Yeah.
Who would you like to have met, John?
Well, this guy thought so outside the box, an inventor, the greatest mind of all time in some people's opinion, okay. Leonardo da Vinci.
Wow.
Can you imagine sitting down with him and just picking that gigantic brain of his? I mean, the guy, like the way he didn't even write. Normally, he wrote upside down and backwards, like inverted mirror style backwards writing. Like he thought so outside the box, it would be fascinating to climb inside that cranium.
No question. Seltzer. And again, everyone, 888-729-9494. Who would you like to have met? James Seltzer, what's your answer?
Go much more practical with my answer. I'm ending all this. I'm hanging out with Bryce Harper and I'm finding out what the hell he's thinking.
That's not a bad answer right there. Bryce Harper.
That's good.
You may get that chance. Won't get the chance to meet Da Vinci. Who would I like to meet? And there's a lot to come to mind, but one that would really fascinate me on a lot of levels. Ask him questions, again, like you said with Da Vinci, find out what's going on in the brain, but also how is someone so smart just doing minute-to-minute things in life? Albert Einstein. Just observing Einstein. Is he weird? Is he normal?
I think he was pretty weird.
Probably pretty weird.
Yeah.
Like, to meet Einstein, like, what's going on? Like, how does he go about his day? Of course, when he'd start talking to me about stuff he knows, it'd go over my head. And in the second word of the sentence, it would be past my head.
Yeah, try to keep physics out of the conversation.
But Einstein would be a fast. All right, so hit us up, 888-729-9494. Who's someone you'd like to meet? And again, in relation to Harper and Machado, do you agree with my assertion that if the Phillies don't end up with these guys, and John certainly does not agree, if they don't end up with these guys, I can't be mad at the Phillies. If these two players choose elsewhere, I can't be mad at them. I can't. Jerry in media. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jerry.
Joe, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, welcome to wisdom Jerry.
No, Jerry.
Yep.
It's not that bad, John. I try to bring you over to this side here. Either one of these guys, I think because we live in the age of social media, I'm looking at both these guys. Neither one of them are the second coming of Willie Mays. And you look at their careers, what have they done for their teams? Have they put their teams in the World Series? No, this is a Scott Boras thing. He does this all the time.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Phillies brass, why should I bid against myself? You know, nobody out there is coming up with the figures that the Phillies are coming up with. Otherwise, you would have heard it by now. So
probably,
if I'm the Phillies, I'm just going to sit tight.
Mm-hmm.
And if these guys bite at something else, Scott Boras will come to the Phillies, like you say, John, and say, well, what about this year? You haven't heard that yet, have you?
No.
So,
and if that does happen, I would bet that the Phillies, you know, raise their offer and win this bidding battle. Like that needs to happen. And until that happened, like right now, it's not a failure because it's not over and done with. If he walks and plays somewhere else, this will be a failure. Because I agree with you. If I don't think there's another offer coming. If there is one, then we will raise that and we'll be fine.
There you go. And to James's question, who would I like to meet or hang out with?
Yep.
John, I'm going to play off of your answer. You said Da Vinci.
Yeah.
What about the Sistine Chapel? What was he painting?
Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Did you say Michelangelo or Da Vinci?
I said Da Vinci, but Michelangelo is the one who painted the Sistine Chapel.
Okay, well, I mistook what you said. I'd like to hang out with Jesus Christ.
There you go. All right, Jerry, appreciate that. It's funny. Yeah, while he's saying, what was he painting? Yeah, I get what he's saying there. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Little Foot and Soul Crusher, you both kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Harper Machado, they're going to sign with the Phillies.
Hold on, Joe, it's hard to hear you, man. You got to get off whatever you're on there. Bluetooth, speaker, what's going on back there?
I got Bluetooth. Let me turn that off.
Yeah, let's get this. Let's get this.
Is that better?
Yeah. Like 20 times better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Machado and Harper, they're going to sign. But, hey, John, during preseason, NFL, who hates playing during preseason?
Oh. Everyone.
That's not the thing. That's
the
not
stars.
It. That's not.
I don't think they don't want. They're going to wait until towards the end of training camp or
maybe,
spring training,
maybe.
And then they're going to sign.
I don't buy that theory.
What? Why?
Because it's baseball. It's not
plan.
This isn't 2-a-days in football at Lehigh. Come on. I don't buy it.
Hey, Joe, you're still being sequestered away from your family. Maybe that does play in. We don't know. I mean, these are guys that are at the top of their profession. They call the shots right now. Listen, I can relate. It doesn't matter if it's you're putting pads on, you're hitting twice a day, or if you are going and playing baseball and sort of, you know, sitting in a dugout and watching. No matter what you're doing, you are away from those that you love.
No, yeah, but here's why I particularly don't buy it in this case, because there's like 100 prominent baseball players on sign. There's obviously something systemic or whatever word I'm trying to say here, about this year and the owners and the clubs and the players. Something's going on, And I sure as don't hell don't think it's 100 players saying I don't want to go to spring training.
Oh, well, you know what's going on. I mean, the trickle-down effect. Guys are – they don't know where they're going to go until these guys are set.
Right, but
they set everything, and then everyone follows and
But what's going on is owners and players are on different pages on their value. That's what's going on fundamentally. All right, Joe, give me who you'd like to meet.
General Patton.
Oh, General Patton. How about that answer right there? General Patton. Like Patton. Tough guy. North Africa. Also World War I. We think of him World War II, also World War
I. Yeah, right.
With that General Patton. 888-729-9494. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, you're on WIP.
Oh, morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Gary, go ahead, pal. All right, we'll get back to Gary. It doesn't seem like he's hearing as well. Tom in Vineland. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I feel bad. Everybody's picking on John, but I 100% agree with Joe on that.
Why?
Well, if you're giving them the most money now, they decide not to come, you know, it's because they don't want to be here. Let me just change it up for a minute because everybody already hit a lot on that stuff. I think that the Phillies should take Harper totally out of this scenario and go after Machado because we keep talking about people that don't want to be in Philly. And next year we make the play for Trout, somebody that wants to be here. He's here all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that is one of my theories, Tom, on part of why I wouldn't be devastated or even mad at the Phillies if they don't land them. I mean, like, I'll give you an example, Tom. Last year when the 76ers in the summer went star hunting, as Brett Brown called it, and struck out, and I took some heat on the show from John, from James, and from callers, when I said, you know, playing off Together We Build, which was a Sixers thing from years ago, I said, Together We Wait. And these guys said, what do you mean, Together We Wait? I said, well, okay, look, they tried for these players. They didn't choose here. You wait for the next crack at the next group of stars. And sure enough, you know, during this season, they were able to acquire Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. And I think we're all pretty happy with the seat they're sitting in right now with talent. I mean, if Harper and Machado don't want to be here, then I roll that money into the next opportunity. By the way, they can get some other guys this year. But next year, trades, free agents could turn into Trout. I am certain that the Phillies that didn't land Harper or Machado will still get some big-time players. May not happen this year, but some very, very big-time players over the next year.
No, I agree. And with the team we have as of right now, they're going to be a competitive team. I know these guys put us over the top, but I seriously would take Harper totally out of the picture. I don't like him anyway, to be honest with you.
All right, Tom, give me who you'd like to meet.
I think it would be cool if I could just hang out like at a bar and have a couple of beers. I'd like to do it with Dave Schultz.
Dave Schultz. Hey, you got it, man. And I have met Dave Schultz. John
the real hammer.
Well. The real hammer. That's right. So when you rank the hammers, Schultz, Gilliam, DeCamera. Am I two or is Armin Gilliam two?
I don't know. I'm sure there are some hammers at a hardware store that might be
handy. That's right. All right. So, John, when I give you that Sixers analogy, Together We Wait and you blasted me. You did. You blasted me. And they came out looking pretty good with some talent here acquired over the last 2 months. As you reflect on that, you still blasting me for my approach, Together We Wait?
Yeah.
Really? You're gonna blast me for Together We Wait?
It worked out great, but the odds are not good to sit back and rest on your laurels. Like, I think it's miraculous what Elton was able to do.
Fess up, John. Just fess up. Just fess up.
No, why on God's green earth have you decided, like, hey, it's okay to sit and watch our teams mired in mediocrity? Like, it's all right to not have urgency. It's all right to sit back and just let the chips fall where they may. Like, that's not my approach to anything
in life. Can't control it all. I mean, that's the thing.
You can control what you can control. That's true.
Yeah.
But control what you can. Like, sitting back and waiting is not my idea. Look, the process has destroyed the level of urgency should exist in some people, you being one of them. And it absolutely somehow altered your mind, altered your chemistry.
Here's all I ask. I really don't ask for much. I ask for you say happy birthday on my birthday. I ask for James to play Hail to the Chief on my birthday. And I simply ask that you just acknowledge the fact that I was right when I said I'd be a good NBA general manager. I don't say that about, I don't say that about football. I don't say that about baseball. And I don't say that about hockey. But NBA GM, I have said it. And I feel vindicated, validated. by the moves of the 76ers in recent weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I asked,
John. So wait, you're taking credit? On
that one. I'm not asking you to kiss the ring.
Hold on.
I'm not asking you to kiss the ring.
So you're in a way taking credit for the moves that Elton has made?
It's not credit. It's just that this was the next logical step, and I told you. I said just roll time over.
You were thinking Tobias Harris all along,
I didn't know who it would be, but I said, together we wait. That's what I said.
You said that, and that means that you're a good GM.
Let's talk to Gary.
Definitely see what you're saying.
Gary in Whitehall. Gary, I love when I twist Richie around like that. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Sorry about that before.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, if you look up in the dictionary the word moronic, you'll see a picture of Malkin.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible
last
night.
How stupid was that? I mean, come on. You're talking career-ending, life-threatening for something stupid.
Yeah,
that was very dangerous. I mean, really, it's funny because Jonesy recognized it right away. Like watching it, I didn't see it in the moment. It might have even been off camera. I can't quite remember. But right away, you could hear him say, like, whoa, that was bad. Something's not right there. Yeah. And then when they showed the replay, I was like, holy hell, he was right on it because that was a wild swing of the stick.
Baseball goes, they need to do some kind of cutoff date or something like that just for these free agents. This is really out of hand.
It's just absurd. I mean, we think if baseball
I think this year probably will lead to something along those lines, don't you?
I think they're going to be headed to I don't want to say a shutdown, but a showdown certainly over finances, CBA. I think all the sports are.
CBA.
Listen, let me tell you something. I think baseball, basketball and football are all going to have unbelievably contentious situations in the next couple of years with their collective bargaining agreements. And I could absolutely see some strikes or lockouts looming in the next few years. All right, Gary, give me who you'd like to meet.
I would love to be able to help Michelangelo paint the Sistine Chapel.
Goes with Michelangelo. Now, I'll tell you this. If I'm Mike Angelo, I'm saying to Gary in Whitehall, Gary in Whitehall, we can chat, but, you know, like, this is my work. I mean, how do you help him? I mean, other than hand him a paintbrush. I mean, maybe, you know, someone had to do that. Listen, if the dude's up on the Sistine Chapel ceiling for 10 years, which I think he was.
Might have been longer than that.
Yeah, it might have been longer.
I think it was like 25, something crazy.
So I guess he's got to have some kind of helper. So I guess
absolutely.
You can help in that regard. But I mean,
I think Gary would have been perfect for that.
But don't have the paint on the brush with your hand on the on the what would you call the paintbrush? The paintbrush, and then start going toward the wall.
I'm
saying the other side. You know, the wooden part or whatever it would be at that time. All right, 8 8 8.
I guess it took 4 years.
4 years.
It was not 25.
What a masterpiece!
Years.
I have seen the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, me too.
Quite extraordinary. It really is. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Tim in Upper Chichester. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Been a while since I talked to you. So I'm going to come down firmly with John on this. I traveled for retail for probably 15, 20 years. The only things I saw were airports, highways, hotels, and malls.
Yeah.
So let me give you kind of an analogy. These guys fly into Philly. They don't know that media has got great restaurants. They don't know that Haverford is one of the top school districts. They don't know that Delco has an opioid crisis. They don't know that there's a lot of shootings in Upper Darby or Chester. They don't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't know the area.
I buy that. Yeah, I agree with you.
So they know basically what they see. That's all they know. It's not like, and I had the opportunity at night. If I wanted to go out somewhere, I wasn't on an itinerary. Mm-hmm. I stayed in the hotel. It's just simple. If you don't know the area, you're not going to go driving around.
Tim,
you don't know.
Tim, I agree with you, but let me tell you something. And this may go into the category of fair or unfair, but let me just say this because I think it matters. I believe we would all agree that there is a perception about Philadelphia sports and Philadelphia sports fans and our town, right? I mean, there's various perceptions of our town.
Absolutely.
Some of it is justified. Some of it is unjustified. Regardless of whether it's justified or not, there's a narrative in the brains of millions of Americans that have never lived here that have assumptions about us. I wonder and worry if Harper's, again, it might be unjustified assumptions that have entered his brain through the years impacts whether he wants to live here. I can't prove that it does or doesn't, but I think I'm right to wonder about that.
Well, I think it's fair, but I think it's fair about going anywhere. I mean,
yeah, but Maury, but Tim, when you say when you really boil it down in America, I mean, we are one of the two or three most, you know, there's a stigma on us town. I mean, there is a stigma on us.
Joe, you have deep-seated issues.
But there
man.
Is, but John, I'm talking how people perceive us.
You know, people. Like as a player, you know, as a player that you're going to get screamed at from the stands when you're opposing a Philadelphia team. You also know that those fans are incredibly loyal and they're incredibly into every game. I mean, they are, it's a vibrant group. You know, you get the good, you get the bad, you get, it's all loud, it's all raucous. I mean, that is perceived by opposing players and teams,
right?
But that's a positive if you know that you get to go play for that group. And meanwhile, you're a hitter and you're headed to a hitter's park. That matters more than whether the fans yelled at you or not.
All right, Tim, give me who you'd like to meet.
Hey, real quick before I do that,
sure.
You know what, Joe, you want to be a basketball GM?
Yeah.
I would suggest getting a 360, getting an NBA game, and putting it on GM mode, playing it for half a season, and letting us know the outcome. The only problem is you wouldn't be able to hook up the 360.
Yeah,
that's probably
won't work.
That's probably true. All right, Tim, what do you got? Who do you want to meet?
I got this is real simple. So I can sit and talk with this person and ask questions. Jesus Christ.
There you go. Second vote today. John, do you think Elton Brand's done a better job than I would have done? I mean, just first couple months out of the game.
I'm not even going to dignify that question. I'm so pleased and happy and like proud that Elton Brand, like not just wheeling and dealing, making these great moves. Elton gets it, man.
Yeah, he does.
And he's a great guy. Now, I mean, I don't know him really at all. I mean, he came in and talked to us for the shows, very gracious of him. He's seems like a wonderful guy. But to have someone as our GM that is as interpersonally intelligent as he is, you know, like basketball smarts, intelligent and, you know, making deals. He knows people, those relationships that he has formed through playing for as long as he did and just being a great guy really seemed to help him.
No, I agree.
And he's got the total package.
Well,
man.
I also thought it was cool when he referenced, I forget which player it was. I think it might have been Mike Scott, but a player that he said he played with in his career, one of the guys he acquired.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's something different because, you know, hey, none of these other general managers have the intel of what it's like to be in a locker room with the guy.
Right.
You know, like what's the guy like as a player and as a person and how he would fit into a culture.
Yeah.
That's an advantage at this stage. That'll go away at some point because, you know, obviously as he gets older, you're not going to have that forever. But right now it's an advantage. 888-729-9494. All right, coming up, in addition to all the Phillies conversation, Eagles, just a couple of weeks now from free agency. I mean, we're getting near, you know, mid-February here. This thing gets cranked up in March. Couple weeks from free agency, Elliot Short Parks joins us next in studio. We'll go to talk to Elliot about the Eagles' offseason plans. Jeter Cameron, John Ritchie, keep it here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.